I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I think I'm doing okay. I apologize. I had something with peanut butter in it right before we started. So I feel like a dog who like had a spoonful of peanut butter.
You want to know a little fun fact? If you have the hiccups, peanut butter always.
Oh, really?
Yep, you take like a spoonful of peanut butter and put it upside down in your mouth and then like pull it from your tongue, basically.
Okay.
And your hiccups are gone.
Really?
Every time.
I'll have to try that because I don't know about you, but do you get irrationally angry when you get the hiccups? Like, I get pissed off at myself because the hiccups don't stop.
Well, yeah, I get the hiccups a lot. Clearly, since I have a life hack to avoid it. I mean, yeah, I get the hiccups a lot. So it does drive me fucking crazy.
I get mad. Like, I get legitimately, like, angry and, like, to the point where I might not be safe with myself. Like, I might give myself shaken baby syndrome because I'm so annoyed about my, like, I just want them to stop. Like, I don't know how many times I've gone, after I've had hiccups for a long time.
It, like, hurts. You're like, like stop it. Like, you're, like, so irritated.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things that I, like, irrationally I'm so mad at, and I'm like, your body cannot help that this is what needs to happen right now.
I had an ex-boyfriend's mom once tell me that it meant that like your diaphragm was like disconnected, like it was out of place, and so it was like moving itself back. I don't know if that's true, but
I don't know either. See, I always thought it was like you just needed more air, like you weren't like intaking enough air, so your body got upset at you.
Which could make more sense, too. Like, you need, like, a humidifier. Like, your lungs are dry.
Yeah. And so it's, like, trying to do more intake, but then your body does it too much. But I don't have a science degree, so I could be pulling this out of thin air.
Yeah, I got nothing. There you go. You I could tied it together. You're so funny.
Well, today, Leslie. Oh, yes.
We do have an update.
We have an update?
About your fucking sugar daddy stuff.
We don't.
Did he ghost you?
It was a scam. He ghosted me.
Yeah, I felt like it was a scam. I'm sad he ghosted you.
So I guess this won't be a Patreon thing, guys.
It's not spicy enough.
It wasn't juicy enough. So yet. We ended it on he was going to have his account manager reach out to me to discuss my allowance. Mm-hmm. And so I responded, okay. And then on the next day, I said, when will they reach out? Because you said
today.
Actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. And he saw that. So I texted that on Monday.
Okay.
When will they reach out? And then he saw that on Tuesday. So then I saw that he saw my message on Tuesday. Uh-huh. So I responded and I said, I guess this was a scam. Thanks for the giggles. And it has not been seen yet. So I don't know if his profile like is under house arrest. I don't know if he blocked me when it got too serious where I made it seem like I was interested. I don't know. So the update is there is no update at this moment, but I did think about sending another message being like, hey, can you just like keep talking to me so I have content for my podcast?
No, you got to know your worth. It's only if he's going to give you that fucking $500 cash.
That's true. If he wants to just like give me money and then give me content, like I'd be okay.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have, you need them both.
Exactly. So, but yeah, so there is no update. It was probably a scam, but it was a fun time. I actually think that I might be one of those people that like responds to scammers more often, like just to see
how it goes. Just for fun. Oh, I thought you were saying like I'm naive,
not so to I, fall for it. No, but like I would rather distract them with thinking they have me on the hook than ignore them and let them get to someone else. So like I think this might be like a hobby of mine.
Your thing.
And actually, that is something I'm obsessed with right now. I was obsessed with this conversation. And if you don't know by how many times I've said obsessed, it's a hint.
Obsessed.
So Leslie, you were the one, I think in passing, like it ended up on the list a long time ago. I'm sure just something that we like popped in because it would be like a fun, light episode. And, but you're the one that picked that we should do this one today. So want to tell the good people what our conversation is, topic is?
The prompt for this evening is things that we are currently obsessed with.
Yeah. And I'm obsessed with talking to maybe scammers or maybe sugar daddies. Like, I would rather talk to them and find out than never know.
Exactly. And it adds, you know, just an experience to add to your belt.
Yeah. And I did realize that I was doing this a little bit sooner, or not sooner, more frequently than I realized, because my husband has been getting a bunch of weird text messages from random numbers where they're like, "Hey girl, it was so good to see you," blah, like, and they're scams. Like, it's, you know, it's not like great English, things like that. So, you know, like, it's either someone like Google translating something or like AI, they're like pulling it from AI something. So, but Craig has gotten like 4 text messages where someone is pretending that they met him somewhere.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I always respond to them because I really want to I physically take my husband's phone away from him. Like, he doesn't have a phone then for the rest of the night if he gets these text messages, because I'm just like
going back and forth. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, and they'll like play dumb and they'll be like, "Oh my God, aren't you Jennifer?" And like, it always has like a slight like sexual tension in their message. It's always like, "It was so great talking to you. I would love to get together. Like, it was so fun meeting you at that club." Like, whatever. It's always very slight, like,
"I'm flirting with you."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I always respond and I'm like, I don't know who this is. And then they'll say like, "Oh, is this not Jennifer?" And it's like, "Nope, sorry." And then they'll keep the conversation going a little bit. And the last one that I did, I was like, just so you know, my wife is like a psycho Italian American who like is really good at Googling and finding people. Like, this isn't, it's not safe for you to be messaging me right now." And they stopped messaging.
Oh my God. What do they want? Like, what do they ask for?
I never get to the point where they're asking for something. Oh, that's so weird. I don't know if I'm not giving off the vibe of like, you can scam me.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you can tell pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know. Or like, I'm desperate. Like,
yes,
maybe someone who's like desperate for like human flirty interaction doesn't ask.
Like a horny middle-aged man. Exactly.
Yeah, they don't ask. They're like, "Oh, I
hit the Jennifer jackpot." Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat, fat, fat. Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's all they fucking do. Yeah. Jennifer sounds hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty obsessed with that right now.
I love that. Was that on your list, or was that just
stumbled? Yeah, it was a perfect segue.
I love that. You want to just like go every other? Like,
yeah. Okay. Let's hear what you're obsessed with.
Perfect. So I'm going to start real easy. I'm obsessed with the Mio orange vanilla, like little squirty edition, like the you can put in waters. And I just put like a little squirt, just an ever so bit. And I just think it's heavenly. Just brightens up my day.
Oh, I love that.
Tastes like a little dreamsicle.
There you go. And you're still drinking your water. So exactly. Like, you're doing the good thing. I love putting flavor in water. That's a good one.
I feel like it's kind of cheating, but like, that's why I only, is it only just like, teensiest little bit.
Oh, mine is like aggressive.
That was an aggressive like, laugh.
I don't I don't get those Mios because I like go through them so quickly. My husband's like, "No."
No. See, I'm pretty good. I get like the big, the value one, and it lasts me probably like 2 months.
Oh my God. No, no way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to have a plug for those because my father-in-law used to work for Kellogg's.
They're
and
not
that's
drugs.
Who makes those.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I used them like drugs. Yeah. So he used to, when we went on like a trip and we went and visited him and I really liked those. And he had like a pantry. I'm not kidding, Leslie.
Oh my God.
Like a pantry of like rows and rows of different flavors. Cause when you work for Kellogg's where he worked, they actually had like a Kellogg store that you could go into and get things for free or get things discounted. And so he presented those to us before they were like on the shelves kind of thing. And he used to send them to me frequently. And then I think like Craig was like, you need to stop because she really likes these and I don't like spending $3 on these.
I know they're kind of expensive.
Yeah. So I do the like powder, like little ones in powder. So
I'll do those every now and then. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. Yeah. That makes me think of when my childhood neighbor worked at the place that invented the little smelly balls that go in your shoes.
Oh yeah.
And so before they like again before they hit the shelf, we all had like fucking packs of those smelly balls.
And you just like walked around like, damn, my shoes smell good.
Smell so damn good right now. It's always the most random shit, like Mio, right? Smelly balls.
Yeah, like something that like you can't like. It's not gonna save you significant money on what you're doing, but you're like, damn, this is a luxury that I would never buy myself.
Literally. Oh my God.
My next obsession is going to be something that I think you're going to be really excited for.
Okay.
I have been binge watching and obsessed with Love Island. I finally watched it.
It's so easy. It just hooks you.
Well, the new host is a girl from a reality show that I watch, Vanderpump Rules. Her name is Ariana Maddox. So I am a transition watcher because I really love her. And I just wanted to see how she did for hosting because I don't think Vanderpump Rules will be back. I think this past season was the last season.
Okay.
So I'm getting my fix elsewhere.
There you go.
Apparently all the things I'm obsessed with, I talk about like they're drugs.
I'm getting my fix.
Yep. But I do have a question since you're a more seasoned watcher.
I haven't watched this season.
That's okay. It's about just like the vibe in general. Is it a requirement that the girls all have to wear thong bikinis? Because that's really intimidating.
Yeah, they usually do.
I have seen so many asses.
You'll continue to see so many asses.
And they're beautiful asses. Like, I would... How? Like... These women are gorgeous. Like, I don't even know how they find so many beautiful women. The guys, like, some of them are cute, but some of them I'm like, really?
Like, you're just a generic white guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but the women are beautiful. And, like, one, where do you find them? Like, how are there so many beautiful people just, like, existing? Two, how do you find so many beautiful people that are comfortable having their ass out? And three, like, what is their butt beauty routine?
He won what? It all.
Yeah, like I'm Italian. I'm a furry person. I could never.
I bet they get around. Waxed, probably, or but lasered.
Like, ingrown. They don't look like they have ingrowns. They look like they're in Fiji. It doesn't even look like the wind blows to give them goose pimples. Like they're
just perfect.
Butts are just perfect. And like, what is their routine? I need to know. Like, are they using? You know, they have like those clay masks that you can put on your tushy. Like.
No.
Oh yeah, there's a company that like makes like all sorts of things for your tush, so I want to know, like, do they use those things? Like, but I think I'm obsessed with the show because it's fun to watch, but I think I have transitioned to like slightly being like analytical of their tushies, and not in a negative way, but like a how did you get your butt to look like that? Yeah, mine doesn't.
But no, they're all beautiful. No, I think it was Olivia on the girl that on the season that I was obsessed with. And I was like, if I even looked like her, like, it'd be over for everybody. I'd be unstoppable. I would be
like,
it'd be done.
There's a reason I was blessed with a mouth instead of like that level of beauty. Cause like
God made me ugly because it would be over. Like, it'd be over for you guys.
I don't think you're ugly. I don't like that. You know but what, like not you that level
I mean.
Though.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
Like how are they fine? How?
I think some of it's like filler Botox. I think that stuff plays a bigger role than we think.
But those people are our age or younger, how do they have the money to do all those things?
My nail tech, I got a tummy tuck. My old nail tech, because I don't go to her anymore. I don't know how these people afford that shit. She's younger than us.
Yeah, like that's something that Craig and I talk about all the time. Like we see people that we went to school with who are like going to every concert that's coming into town, going to multiple sports games like frequently, like seeming like they have their ticket holders for things. And like Craig, I was asking Craig like a while ago, I was like, are we just doing it wrong? And he's like, or they're just in like a lot of debt and we're not comfortable with being in that level of debt.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But still, like, so all these girls are doing these, and maybe they have a goal. Maybe they are just like, yep, I'm going to be a reality star somewhere, and eventually I'm going to get the sponsorship that I need to pay off. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But, like, respect the hustle, respect the grind, pretty obsessed with it, but, like, seems like you're banking on one thing to happen. Like, there is no way. Even at my prime, like, feeling the hottest self, I would never have my tush out. Every day their tushies are out every day.
Oh, I know
my legs, if I try to shave like multiple, like every other day, I get like really bad ingrowns and like my skin gets irritated. How are they living in Fiji and looking that good consistently for 3 weeks?
So they're only there for 3 weeks. I feel like they've gotten like lasered, or like they've just completely, I mean, wouldn't you, if you're going on national television and you're going to be in your bathing suit, I would work to be in the best damn shape of my life. I would literally hire a trainer, even if it put me in debt, because I'd be like, if I look hot enough on this show, someone will pay my bills.
And get laser, because like I've looked into that too, because again, your girl's Italian and I hate shaving. I've got sensitive skin. Like it's a lose-lose for me.
I want it for my armpits.
I want everything. But yeah, I have a tattoo on the back of my calf though, and you can't have tattoos because it's attracted to pigment, and so it'd work like a tattoo remover too.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm. But I was like, we could avoid the tattoos, and I'm cool with shaving the back of one calf,
just the little section of the heart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I when Groupon was bigger than it is now, I definitely contemplated getting a Groupon for laser, but I chickened out because I was like, this sounds like an infection waiting to happen.
I know some girls who swear by it, but I want to get it on my armpits just for starters. I hate shaving my armpits.
Me too.
And it makes me smell worse when I don't shave, and I'm a stinky bitch.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sweaty. I'm really sweaty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm the sweatiest.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. There's one of my obsessions.
Love that. I also love, like I said, I love them too. My next obsession is the strawberry chocolate, like the strawberry frozen chocolates. They're like by True Fruit, and you can get them at like Sam's. And they're just like literally like frozen strawberries. They have like frozen raspberries dipped in chocolate. Usually it's like white chocolate first, and then I get milk chocolate, and it's frozen.
Oh shit!
It's like the perfect little treat. I'm obsessed.
I like that. You know, I can segue into one. I'm obsessed with edible arrangements.
My cousin got us one when we had the transplant.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah, yes. That was a real class act from your cousin.
Johnny.
Johnny, I think that edible arrangements are like classy.
I loved it.
They're fancy. They're expensive.
Do you give them out? Have you bought some for others?
I say I will, but then whenever I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's too expensive. I'm not going to do
that. I'm going to buy that for me.
But when someone like... My go-to is like if I speak to someone, because in my job I call a lot of people, insurance, patients, things like that. So if I get like a really helpful customer service rep, I tell them, you deserve an edible arrangement. I don't send it, but like they deserve it.
You're like, I'm poor, but like just know you deserve it.
I would. If I had the income, I would be sending edible arrangements all the time.
That's so funny.
Yep. But they do the same thing. They're doing the chocolate dipped. Like, oh,
so good. Jinx.
And it's fruit. Everyone loves fruit.
Everyone loves fruit. Oh. Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
love it.
Kind of nutritious.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kind of.
What's your next one?
My next one is the song Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan.
Never heard it.
It started showing up on my TikTok. She's like, it's literally about a strip club. But it's like just kind of like bubblegum pop a little bit. I don't know. It's definitely like the age of the pop star, in my opinion, between Taylor Swift and Chapel and like Meg Thee Stallion. And she's like a rapper, but I feel like she has a little bit of poppy. And then who's the blonde girl? Sabrina?
Carpenter, yeah.
Yeah. So I like, that's all it is. And I've tried listening to Chappelle's other stuff and I don't really like it. But Pink Pony that Club, song. I like. It's in like the perfect like pitch for me to sing. I'm not sure if I sing it well. I feel like it, but it's in the right pitch for me. And so I love it.
All right. I'll have to listen. I am really obsessed. My like go-to for like a day where I want to like eat like crap but feel good about myself is Sonic. We've talked about that before. Love. But I'm really obsessed with the I like to get a Diet Coke with cherry flavor and vanilla flavor.
With the little
crunchy icies.
Delish.
I've actually gotten so obsessed with it. And my husband knows I'm so obsessed with it that he went out and he bought vanilla syrup and cherry syrup. And now we have whiskey drinks and he will make me like my fancy lady whiskey drink with cherry and vanilla. It's, again, delish. Not good for me. Not all the time, but it is so good.
Delicious. No. Mm-hmm. Do you like dirty sodas with sodas with like milk or creamer? Oh, okay.
Like an Italian soda?
No, they're called like dirty sodas. You have to, they're usually, because Italian soda isn't that with like a clear.
It's like a,
or like a fruit.
It's not like a fruit, but it's like, not root beer, but the other one.
Oh, cream soda.
Yeah. Cream. They do a cream soda with like a cream, like a creamy something.
Fucking love cream soda. I'm going to go get some for myself tomorrow. that sounds so good right now. No, dirty sodas. They're like usually like Dr. Pepper or like Pepsi and they put like creamer. Like I've seen like milk or like coffee creamer and you just mix it in and it's just called a dirty soda.
Never heard of that.
I've seen them on TikTok a little bit and like the drink. Have you seen like those like drink bars that like pop up or they're like drink not bars, like drink like food trucks where they do like little I just see them on TikTok. But
so it's like a food truck for beverages.
Yeah. Genius. Oh my God.
People are so smart.
Genius.
I already did one. Sorry, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
Oh. Yeah, I did the Sonic drink.
Oh, right. I haven't announced it. I got my hand tattooed, and I'm fucking obsessed with it.
I love it. It's so cool.
It's faded, which I knew was going to happen. It faded a little faster than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. Faded a lot more than I anticipated, but I'm already planning on getting it touched up and adding a few more little things to my fingies.
Yay!
I was so nervous the first time, but now it's like, oh, it's easy peasy. So I'm going to like throw a Leo sign on there. I'm going to throw a sun and a moon, like the moon phases. I'm going to like do the vine that I did that's already faded on my ring finger. So it like, so like, I'm just, and then I thought about, I got a star. For those of you who don't know, I got the Star of Lithia from my tarot deck on my right hand. And I was thinking about doing like a moon on my other hand.
I like that.
So I love it. I love seeing it. It makes me feel like that bitch and I'm obsessed with it.
I saw something on TikTok where some former people who used to steal humans for trafficking admitted that they don't take people with hand tattoos because sometimes in the videos, your face and most of your body isn't, but it's really hard to make a trafficking video without your hands.
Exactly.
And so you'd be identifiable. So just like having tattoos will keep the cannibals away, they will also keep the traffickers away.
It's just a win-win and they make us happy. Perfect.
Exactly. Another thing that I'm obsessed with is Halsey. I'm not sure if I've actually talked about this on the podcast before, but Leslie knows. Mm-hmm. She has a handful of albums that I have listened to on repeat for years, and she just came out with a new song. And it is about her struggle with finding out that she had an autoimmune disease. So it just came out a couple of weeks ago, her first like song drop from it. And so it's very emotional, and it's talking about how she had to go to a lot of doctors before they found out what was, you know, causing her illness. So I'm excited. I've been listening to the song a lot. She's only released one song, and I can't wait for the actual album to come out, because she's actually one of the only artists I can listen to this first song and go all the way through in order as she wants you to, because you know, artists curate that as well,
right? That's important, goes with the flow.
And she's probably one of the only artists that I can actually do that for, so I'm very excited for her new album, and I want her to be healthy. She's my favorite artist. I know I talk about Taylor Swift a lot, but Halsey has been my favorite artist for a long time. And I am hoping that that means she might be well enough to go on tour. Cause I kind of told my husband, like, Halsey and Eminem are the two that I don't care. I will drop change and I will go into debt and I will figure it out. And both of them have come out with new albums this year. So I'm really hopeful for 2025.
How exciting. Do you know what she got diagnosed with?
Let me Google it just to make sure. I want to say, she's got a lot. Holy cow. Okay, so it says, Halsey has opened up about different health struggles in the past, including being diagnosed in 2022 with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, Sjögren syndrome, mast cell activation syndrome, and postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS. So a lot of stuff with her heart.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So she, what's crazy is like, she was really unwell for a long time, and she still like toured and did albums and stuff like that. Like, sometimes like people's work ethic, I am just like, damn. And that's, I think too, when you do something that you're passionate about, how easy, even though she was ill and probably not feeling her best, clearly this was her outlet that brought her joy. Mm-hmm. And that's why she was able to push through and still do it.
Exactly.
So that is one of my obsessions.
And how wonderful is that, that she has found, you know, that passion and something that she is like meant to do, that she can use it as a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Well, and I 100% her albums, Manic specifically, I will talk about in a future episode for sure, but it is life-changing, and it is definitely one of those albums that has probably saved quite a few lives. So
that's powerful stuff. Definitely. Definitely really powerful stuff.
Yeah. All right. Your turn.
My turn. Not as serious as yours. I'm obsessed with Mango Margs with Tajin and Chamoy. My God, my dogs are fighting.
Yeah, they are.
You know, I love a good Mango Marg, but like that Tajin and Chamoy mix, it's like a spicy Mexican candy. Ugh, it's so good.
So something that's really popular in my neck of the woods is Tajin on watermelon. Have you ever tried that?
I haven't tried it on watermelon. I've tried it on mango and I think it was a kiwi and pineapple. All are delish. So I bet it's fucking amazing.
I don't like spicy things, and I actually can do a little Tajin on some watermelon. Like, I don't do so crazy, but I do just enough to know that there's something there.
Just to get the little tasty taste.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but
it's so good.
Right. So do you, you said Marg, so like you can do tequila?
Yeah. I mean, if it's mixed in, I just can't do like a tequila shot.
I can't do tequila at all.
I would, do you like pickle? Are you a pickle girl like me?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I did this pickleback. I tried a pickleback shot for the first time, and it was...
They're so good.
But it was like tequila, and then I like chased it with pickle, and it was all right.
So, if you don't mind transitioning into one of my obsessions, yes. Brought it up. So they have really good pickle shots at the Cove in Loveland.
Is that where they are? Okay.
Yeah. So that's where my mom and I used to go to the Cove, and it's a family recipe. They won't give it to anybody, but they are delicious. Again, I don't know what's in it, but I think it's like vodka and like pickle juice, and then they do like some spices and stuff. But it was
so good,
delicious. Yeah, I will gladly risk going into a old dive bar.
Is it scary?
Some like all those bars down there, including the dive, like the Cove is probably the last one. Everything else has been like revamped and redone. Yeah. Like the only other one I can think of is the Top Hat, and they closed. But there have definitely been times when I'm like, I remember like when my mom and I would like day drink pre baby and all that stuff, and definitely like got some Hell's Angels bikers to like buy us shots. And
oh my
stuff
God.
Like that. So like,
okay. So it is a little scary.
Yeah, like I wouldn't go alone.
Oh no, I'm usually with my dick.
Yeah,
I fuck up this phrase every time. I'm usually with my big dog privilege. So people don't usually fuck with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, well, like,
and I've never gone to the Cove as my first bar.
Yeah. Okay, like, that's a good.
I'm usually pretty toasty. Yes,
that's a good. Good thing to include as well.
Yeah. So I would say definitely, but their pickle shots are like none other. They're delicious.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's go get some pickle shots.
Okay. Yeah.
They're delicious.
Yeah. I love it.
They're pickles so good. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I could drink. I'm obsessed with pickles. I literally, but that's not new. I've been obsessed with pickles my whole life.
Me too.
Like
me too.
I can drink pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie.
It's good for cramps.
Ooh, Robbie was like, are you pregnant? Like when we very first moved in, he was like, what are you doing? Like, cause that's, I feel like that's the stereotype, like the number mm-hmm. one, like, oh, she's drinking pickle juice, she's pregnant. And I was like, yeah, no,
it's just delicious.
Yeah. I was like, you just haven't lived with me. So
yeah.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, Craig and I are now, pickle people. So we make sweet pickles. So good to know so that you good. Like, I think I just forgot that you liked pickles as much as you do.
I'm a weirdo.
Well, we do. So we use all, like, we haven't started from like the cucumber stage, but we have like bought pickles and, uh-huh. but then we put them and we make them sweet pickles instead. And like, we do the thing where we put them in a dark space and we let them sit for 3 days and you stir like a crazy person for the first couple days and then you mm-hmm. leave them alone for like a week. But we are sweet pickles. We have to send some out to Craig's dad. Every time we make some,
oh my
like,
God.
He's obsessed.
Okay, well, I want at least a jar.
Okay.
Please, I kindly request.
I can definitely do that. We haven't made pickles yet this summer, so I'll make sure to put you in the order when we do some. I think we tripled the
oh my God.
Serving size because I had so many people that were like obsessed.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really excited. And,
yay.
And can I tell you a really,
yes.
really embarrassing story?
I would love to hear an embarrassing story right now.
All right, it's pretty bad. Okay, so
I just talked about how I'm a furry Italian and talked about butts, so I think we're okay.
I think I got you topped. You know,
tonight?
I'm a blondie, right? I don't usually mm-hmm. and people have said blonde jokes to me my whole life, and I don't feel like I've ever like had a blonde moment.
Okay.
I just never really thought about like what a pickle is. I just never thought about like what it is, if it's it's just
like where it started.
Yeah, like what?
Okay.
Like it's just a pickle. I just thought it was a pickle, right? It's just a pickle. So okay. I'm eating.
They grew them on the pickle tree,
or like yeah, they like sprout from the ground.
They come in their own juices.
I just literally never thought about it, which I guess like white girl privilege. I just never thought about where my pickles were coming from. I just knew that I had them. And so I was eating some pickles and I was like, oh, these ones are okay. Like they, you know, they're whatever. And I'm like looking at the ingredients and this is just to me and Robbie. And I was like, oh my God, they're not even real pickles. They're fucking cucumbers. And Robbie, kind of looked at me and he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, they're fucking cucumbers. Like, that's, I was like, that's probably why they taste weird. And he was like,
what do you, did he take you to the pickle aisle and say, can you pick out the pickles that you want and like, no. let you read all the labels?
He just shamed me and now he shames me every time he brings it. Anytime the pickles are brought up.
And you love pickles.
I don't know. So now it's just,
you're getting shamed so often.
Oh my God. Well, now it's just like a, and I started saying it too. Like if we, anytime pickles get brought up, I'm like, oh my God, did you know that pickles are made of cucumbers? Like every time. And most people who like don't understand that, like I didn't find this out until like maybe 6 months ago. usually are like, yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, me too. I totally know that now.
The year of 30 brings a lot of enlightenment. I'm just glad you learned it before 31. Then it would be sad. If you didn't know pickles were cucumbers by the time you're 31, then it's just like, oh no.
It's just, okay, so now you've got to teach Rav that pickles aren't grown from the ground, that they're from cucumbers.
Well, technically, like, the cucumbers are grown from the ground, but I get what you're saying.
I just...
Right? Yeah, cucumbers come on a bush.
I just never even thought that they weren't a pickle. I didn't even think
they, like,
it.
Came in their own little orb of juices, and they just, like, popped them into the jar.
I just thought the juice enhanced it or something. Like, oh, that they, like...
they added water to the pickles.
Yeah, or, like, it was, like, we picked this, but we know it's better, you know, wet. So there's my really embarrassing
moment. You know, but fruit is hard. Okay, and vegetables are hard. Oh, Craig and I had like a Googling moment because I've been super into avocados lately. Mm-hmm. Ravioli likes them. Delish. I like avocado toast. So I've been buying avocados. Usually with our like weekly groceries. Mm-hmm. So that's an obsession. I'm like obsessed with avocados. And it's so funny because I never ate them as a kid and my parents give me a hard time because they don't like it. And okay. they blame Craig. They're like, she moved in with you and she started eating mushrooms and avocados and all this gross stuff that we don't like. And I said, well, I started eating them because you guys never made them. So I didn't know I liked them until my husband made them for me.
Exactly. Right. Like, they just weren't available to you.
I just didn't know that it was a thing. But we talked about, we had a really hard time remembering like if avocados came from a bush or a tree. So like it's something I had to Google because I didn't know.
It's a tree, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't like avocados as a child. That was something that came when I got my adult palate and my adult taste buds. I like avocados now.
Yeah. Well, and like I wouldn't eat guacamole. Like I just avoided it because my parents didn't like it. Yeah. I like when Craig makes me guacamole. He's like the only person I'll eat it because I don't like onions and everywhere puts onions in their guacamole and it's disgusting.
And sometimes the texture really skeezes me out.
Mm-hmm. So we had to Google that. And then apparently you can take, as long as the seed hasn't been damaged, you can take an avocado seed and like grow an avocado tree. And I was telling Craig that. I was like, oh my God, you can take a seed and grow a tree. And he was like, yes, Amber, that's how gardening works.
Okay, Craig. Well, I didn't think that it was like once I deboned it that it was going to fucking come back to life.
Yeah, I thought it needed to be like a fresh seed, not like a pre-grown. Yeah. So, but we did do the research. If you're in the Colorado area, they do not recommend avocado trees. We don't have the climate for it. And because we don't have the climate, avocados, trees will not produce avocados for like 15 years. So like, when an avocado tree is planted in the correct climate, it produces way faster. But because it has like a dormant time because of our weather, they won't. So it's like plant an avocado tree when you find that forever home, like plant
for
it
your
when
grandchildren.
Plant it when you put the offer in on the house. Don't even own the house. Just like put an avocado tree
just
on
like
the property.
Sneak in one night like Dick and Jane, but rather than like mowing the lawn, add avocado trees. Like,
well, I kind of piggybacked off yours, so it's another obsession for you.
That's perfect. It's actually my last one. It's a little bit of a shameless plug, so don't judge me. I'm obsessed. I've always been obsessed with it, but I'm regaining my obsession with my 4Runner, with my car. Mm-hmm. I started her own little Instagram.
That's right. I need to follow that.
I am thinking about maybe doing a YouTube and filming some off-road adventures. And I'm you know, looking at like some more mods. I mean, I just put new tires on it. It's been a long process. Well, we put new tires on it like 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. And they were bigger. So, I mean, it's been a process, but I'm just remembering why I love that car so much. And, you know, I used to like, Robbie was like, oh, I don't like that. So now I'm just like, well, you know what? I made the Instagram and it literally says she's a bitch and she's a lady owned Toyota. So I'm putting whatever I want on that damn car and I'm just going to do it. And I am very excited and obsessed.
Ooh, I love it.
So, well,
I just followed you. So tell everyone where to find you.
Right, right. She's it's just on Instagram, and it's Astrid the 4Wander, because we're wandering through the wilderness. I'm excited. I love it. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Because I didn't write any down. I was just like, I figured I'll get a vibe.
I love it. These are all just coming straight from your heart. I love that.
Yeah. It's kind of why they kind of piggyback off of yours. Because I'm like, I know something I like that's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I have gotten more into, which is crazy to say more, because I feel like it was a pretty big obsession a while ago. But I've really gotten into fashion. Again, ooh, too. Like, good. We've talked about it. I really enjoy fashion. I started, you know, plug as well. I started my Amber Ponders Instagram just to show off my outfits and stuff like that. But I have found a side of TikTok that I really enjoy. And I actually sent you one, but I'm learning more about like the high fashion world. 'Cause like seeing something, I don't get it. Right. Like if I were to look at something in fashion, I need like someone to explain like the vibe or what someone was thinking. But for the first time, I actually got the vibe pretty spot on by just like watching something walk and not listening to what someone was commentating. So this was a fashion artist, and I need to find his name because I don't remember it. But I sent you the video and I can post it on socials. But
definitely.
Let me find his name real quick. Sorry, there's going to be some dead air that you might have to cut.
All good.
Fashion. Oh, yeah. Okay. So the fashion designer that I was able to watch, his main pieces, I didn't watch the whole fashion show, but he had 8 main pieces that he had in his most recent fashion show. His name is Robert Woon, W-U-N. Mm. And he did 8 main pieces that correlated together, but then also stood on their own. So he did the 4 seasons. So he had an outfit that represented spring, summer, fall, and winter. And I was able to really pick up on the vibe for those. But then he also did body parts. That's the one that I sent you. So he had skin, muscle, bones, and the spirit.
Ooh, that's cool.
Spirit outfit was phenomenal. It was gorgeous. It looked like a galaxy. It was my favorite thing. And I was really proud of like, and it was a pretty, it's some of this stuff is pretty obvious what the designer's doing.
Sure.
But like, it was the first time that I like felt like I was looking at art and I got it.
You know what I mean? That's a cool feeling for sure.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't happen very often for, you know, like, I'm not deep, like, when it comes to that stuff. Like, I'm creative enough, but I'm not, like, that creative. Like, we talk about all the time, I can't sit down and, like, draw something and have it come out the way I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like that. I can't think of things in dimensions that way. But, like, I was like, oh, my God, I finally fucking got it.
Like, I had to, like, twist my head and squint my eye, but I get it. Yeah, it's, like, one of those. No, that's a cool feeling. And I love that it, like, re-sparked the fire, like, the passion, you know, that you've, like you said, you've always had. But just, I was like, oh, this is just, like, something new. It's, like, it's in the next level.
Yeah. Well, and, like, I really have noticed, like, a lot of my self-love and like the, not necessarily like it, you know, it's just like sometimes if you dress up, you feel good. Like you, you know, that is very strong for mm-hmm. me. So like, you know, when I let my roots grow out and I'm not digging my hair and stuff like that, like I, it yeah. affects me.
Absolutely. All right. So me too. I believe I
yeah.
get it.
Yeah. Like it's just something that when you, you have a, you know, a fresh haircut and a nice outfit, like it definitely does change like how you walk into the day. So after I saw this, I kind of got out of my little depressive slump and I went and got my hair done again and like changed mm-hmm. that up. Like mm-hmm. It was a really fun, like, moment where you just like wake up and you're like, all right, it's time to like focus on putting effort into me. I've kind of put it on the back seat for a little bit.
So. Yeah, time to take care of you, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So, but I really, really oh. have been digging just like this high-end fashion stuff, like, and trying to understand it.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Well, I hope one day that you can afford to fill your closet with these high-end fashion.
Oh my god,
icons.
Like standing outside watering my plants in like these like couture dresses would be just a dream.
You're like, I'm spring bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I'll have to buy his stuff so that it makes sense. But it's yeah, it's pretty cool. So
oh, I love yeah. that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we did such a good job.
Well, and I love that we ended plugging ourselves, which is not something yeah. that I think either of us would ever do.
No. Yeah. I mean, so. I think that what you're, I've told you for a long time that I think you just have that car Instagram vibe. Like you totally fit the scene. Like your car is sick. And it's gotten shared on other profiles before. And I was like, if other people are sharing it, validating that they like it, like.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Like, you need to get that traffic, not the other place.
So, no, I'm excited. I think it's. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun if like someone, you know, like Sherpa would like pay to like outfit my car. That'd be
sick.
That would be best case scenario. So, yeah, that's what we're fixing for.
There you go. I like that.
And I'll put their stupid little stickers on it. I don't give a shit.
That was one thing. I was so stoked when I got, because you converted me to Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
You and then driving one after I got in a car accident were the two main reasons why I got one.
Feeling that
security. I think I was considering it and then you talked me into it.
You're welcome.
But what I love is that mine, because I got it at the time when like cars were not even like on the lot, like they would literally get bought up. I was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely love that my car has no, it wasn't there long enough to get any stickers. So like it doesn't tell anyone where I got it. I just mm-hmm. have to change my license plate, like little rectangle holder. Doodad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then no one knows where I got my car, and it's like a weird flex that I'm like super proud of.
So funny. Yeah, Ravi says that he won't ever mark it for a dealership, so that's the first thing he does is takes off like the badges, because we have like a heat gun and shit. Like I don't know how to do
to
that.
Take it off. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who does it all. I'm just like,
yeah. Well, like they're getting insane. They're starting to drill into the back of cars and like
those emblems.
Yes. Yeah. I would be so pissed if I got a brand new car and I'm spending as much money as I do, and then I'm just like a walking billboard for you.
And
like,
I have fucking John Elway on the back of my car. Get the hell out of here. No.
Right?
Yeah.
So I totally support. I think it's so fun to not have anything. Like, where'd she get her car? The bottom of a ravine? The high class dealership that comes to your house? Who knows?
It's a mystery. My used Toyota. It's a mystery. Where'd she come from?
We don't know. Wouldn't that be crazy if the person who owned your car before you, like, finds you on Instagram and recognizes it?
They're in Greeley because they bought them at McDonald Toyota.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I know there's someone around here. And then I bought it in Longmont, so they're definitely around.
I wonder if, like, whenever you come to my house, they're just like, that looks like my...
I mean, it's so hard to find. Although, if they... I'm one of the only ones with the third row. So if they were like, excuse me, do you have that third row? Then I'd be like, yeah, it's me, bitch. But...
Can we be friends? Thank you for selling your car. But also, like... Don't take it back.
And it was in immaculate. It was in great shape too. So it was good.
So someone loved her before.
It. Oh yeah. Cute. And we love her now.
Oh, well, I love that you started that. I'm obsessed with that because I have been wanting you to do that for a long time. There are two things that I want Leslie to do with social media, and she is doing one of them. So I'm excited.
Thanks. What's the other one?
The tarot stuff.
Oh, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yeah, you can cut that. That's why I was
Well, I was like, what's the other thing? I didn't remember.
But. All right, friends.
All right, friends. That was a great, that was a nice little light fluff. We needed it.
Yeah. The world's been heavy lately. We wanted to do kind of like what we did with our solo episodes, just talking about good things, things that we're obsessed with. Like, we got to look at the positive, right?
Your mind is a reflection of your reality. So if you're constantly focusing on the bad things and the things that stress you out, then your life is going to be stressed. But if you take some moments to think about the nice things and you calm your mind, then your reality will be calm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely think that this was hopefully it was needed for me to do exactly that. And hopefully it helps the explorers lighten the mood listening to us talk back and forth about the pickle bushes and and hopefully it can help you reflect and you can think about the things that you're obsessed with, like go back and listen to our happy episodes too. Like, if you need anything, like, we're here to hype you up. You can always message us on social media or email us, but also, like, go back and listen to the fun episodes. Like, I do that all the time with podcasts that I like. I re-listen all the time
for sure. I do too. And put the things that you're obsessed with in the comments on social media. We want to know, because like we were just saying, like, if maybe you're struggling, if you just want a little moment of happiness, a moment of peace, come to our social media and tell us.
Yeah. And then help someone else have a little moment of happiness too while they read it.
I love that. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So great episode. I'm obsessed with you. I'm obsessed with us.
I'm obsessed with you too.
Oh, thanks. And on that note, we will speak to you next Tuesday.
Ooh,
bye.